I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Japan's prime minister stepped down today after only 8 months in office. As Akiko Fujita reports, he resigned in large part because of his decision to keep a controversial U.S. military base in Okinawa.
Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama teared up as he apologized today to the people of Okinawa for breaking a promise. He said he had worked tirelessly to move a controversial military base off the island, but failed to get results. I have lost the public's trust, he said. I am so disappointed, but I must take responsibility. With that, Hatoyama became the fourth Japanese prime minister to step down in just 4 years. The move ended the leader's 8-month rule in Japan, and it came as a direct result of his decision to keep the Futenma Marine Base on Japan's southern island. Hatoyama's Democratic Party of Japan, or DPJ, came to power last fall with 70% of the country behind his administration. The support came in part because of his promise to forge a more equal relationship with the U.S. He vowed to relocate Futenma off Okinawa, despite a 2006 agreement that called for the base to remain on the island. But that policy proved easier said than done. The U.S. refused to renegotiate despite repeated calls from Hatoyama, and the Japanese public began to question the prime minister's leadership. Political analyst Minoru Morita says Hatoyama made the mistake of speaking without consulting the U.S. and without a proper plan in place. Morita says Hatoyama made a big promise as a candidate eager to win an election. He never checked if such a move was possible. He never recovered from his mistake. Last week, Hatoyama finally agreed to go along with the plan to keep Futenma on Okinawa. Public outrage over that decision drove his approval rating down to just 17%. Then a member of his ruling three-party coalition pulled out, after the leader of that party was fired for refusing to sign on to the Futenma decision. Late today, a high-level member of the DPJ stepped down. With an upper house election looming, Morita expects more fallout for the ruling party. He says the last election showed the Japanese are fed up with politics as usual. If this becomes an election about which party stands for trust, then the DPJ is in deep trouble. Now all eyes turn to Hatoyama's successor. Current Finance Minister Naoto Kan is considered the front-runner to replace the embattled leader. He would come in at a time when the DPJ is also struggling with a public funding scandal. The party plans to vote on a new leader Friday, and he'll have to turn around the party's fortunes quickly. The upper house election is just a month away, and 43 members are up for re-election. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.